"The memory of the dead," says the citizen, taking up his pint glass and glaring at Bloom. "Aye, aye," says Joe. "You don't grasp my point," says Bloom. "What I mean is Sinn Féin," says the citizen. "Sinn Féin awan. The friends we love are by our side, and the foes we hate before us." So, how and ever, as I was saying, the old dog, seeing the tin was empty, starts mousing around by Joe and me. I'd train him by kindness, though I would, if he was my dog, give him a rousing fine kick now and again where they wouldn't blind him. "Afraid he'll bite you?" says the citizen, sneering. "No," says I, "but he might take me leg for a lamppost." So he calls the old dog over. "What's on you, Gary?" says he. Then he starts hauling and mauling and talking to him in Irish, and the old towels are growling, letting on to answer, like a duet in the opera. Such growling you never heard, as they let off between them. Someone that has nothing better to do ought to write a letter pro bono publico to the papers about the muslin order for a dog the like of that. Growling and grousing, and his eye all bloodshot from the drought is in it, and the hydrophobia dropping out of his jaws. So he told Terry to bring some water for the dog, and God, you could hear him lapping it up a mile off. And Joe asked him, would he have another? "I will," says Iacara, to show there's no ill feeling. God, he's not as green as his cabbage looking. Arsing around from one pub to another, leaving it to your own honour, with old Giltrap's dog, and getting fed up by the ratepayers and the corporators. Entertainment for man and beast. And says Joe, could you make a hole in another pint? Could a swim duck, says I. Same again, Terry, says Joe. And you sure you won't have anything in the way of liquid refreshments, says he. Thank you, no, says Bloom. As a matter of fact, I just wanted to meet Martin Cunningham, don't you see, about this insurance of poor Dignam's. Martin asked me to go to the house. You see, he, Dignam I mean, didn't serve any notice of the assignment on the company at the time, and nominally, under the Act, the mortgagee can't recover on the policy. Holy wars, says Joe, laughing. That's a good one, if old Shylock has landed. So the wife comes out top dog, what? Well, that's a point, says Bloom, for the wife's admirers. Whose admirers, says Joe? The wife's advisers, I mean, says Bloom. Then he starts all confused, mucking it up about the mortgage or under the Act, like the Lord Chancellor giving it out on the bench, and for the benefit of the wife, and that it trust its creators, but on the other hand, that Dignam owed Bridgman the money, and if now the wife or widow contested the mortgagee's right, till he near had the head of me addled with his mortgage or under the Act. So, Terry brought the 3 points. Here, says Joe, doing the honours. Here, citizen. Slong lat, says he. Fortune, Joe, says I. Good health, citizen. Cop, he had his mouth halfway down the tumbler already. What a small fortune to keep him in drinks. Who was the long fella running for the mayoralty, Alf, says Joe. Friend of yours, says Alf. Nannan, says Joe, the member. I won't mention any names, says Alf. I thought so, says Joe. I saw him up at that meeting now with William Field, MP, the cattle traders. Hairy Yopus, says the citizen. That exploded volcano, the darling of all countries and the idol of his own. So, Joe starts telling the citizen about the foot and mouth disease and the cattle traders and taking action in the matter and the citizen sending them all to the right about. And Bloom coming out with his sheep dip for the scab and a hoose trench for coughing calves and the guaranteed remedy for timber tongue. Any else is Joe. Fields and Nannetti are going over tonight to London to ask about it on the floor of the House of Commons. Are you sure? Says Bloom. The councillor is gone. I wanted to see him, as it happens. Well, he's gone off by the mailboat, says Joe. Tonight. That's too bad, says Bloom. I wanted particularly. Perhaps only Mr. Fields gone. I couldn't phone. No, you're sure? Nannan's gone too, says Joe. The league told him to ask a question tomorrow about the Commissioner of Police forbidding Irish games in the park. What do you think of that, citizen? The slew and the heron. Ah, no, Bucklesh, says the citizen, letting on to be modest. There was a time I was as good as the next fella, anyhow. Put it there, citizen, says Joe. You were, and a bloody sight better. Is that really a fact, says Alf. Yes, says Bloom. That's well known. Do you not know that? So off they started about Irish sport and shown-in games the like of lawn tennis and about hurley and putting the stone and racy of the soil and building up a nation once again and all that. And of course Bloom had to have his say too about if a fella had a rower's heart, violent exercise was bad. I declare to me, Auntie Macassar, if you took up a straw from the bloody floor, and if you said to Bloom, look at Bloom, do you see that straw? That's a straw. Declare to me, Aunt, he'd talk about it for an hour or so, he would, and talk steady. Talking about violent exercise, says Alf. Were you at the Cole Bennett match? No, says Joe. I heard so-and-so made a cool 100 quid over it, says Alf. Who? Blazes, says Joe. Answers Bloom, what I meant about tennis, for example, is the agility and training of the eye. Aye, blazes, says Alf. He let out that Moiler was on the beer to run the odds, and he's swatting all the time. We know him, says the citizen, the traitor's son. We know what put English gold in his pocket. Through fire, says Joe. And Bloom cuts in again about lawn tennis and the circulation of the blood, asking Alf, now don't you think, Bergen? Moiler dusted the floor with him, says Alf. Heenan and Sayers was only a bloody fool to it. Handed him the father and mother of a beaten. See the little kipper not up to his navel and the big fella swiping. God, he gave him one last puck in the wind. Queensberry rules and all. Made him puke what he never ate. He knows which side his bread is buttered, says Alf. Or here he's running a concert tour up in the north. He is, says Joe, isn't he? Who? Says Bloom. Ah, yes, that's quite true. Yes, a kind of summer tour, you see. Just a holiday. Mrs. B is the bright particular star, isn't she? Says Joe. And my wife, says Bloom. She's singing, yes, I think it'll be a success too. He's an excellent man to organise. Excellent. Oh, be gobs, says I to myself. That explains the milk in the coconut and absence of hair on the animal's chest. Blazes down the tootle on the flute. Concert tour. Dirty Dan, the Dodger's son off Island Bridge that sold the same horses twice over to the government to fight the Boers. Oh, what? I called about the poor and water right, Mr. Barlin. You what? The water right, Mr. Barlin. You what? That's the buckle that'll organise her. Take my tip. Twixt me and you, Catherine.